Our next item is conditional use number 2470, CI Solar DP LLC.
You want me to take that one?
Yeah, I think there's a, yeah, Mr. Collins, I think Mr. Robertson's going to read your motion into the record for you.
Ms. Wingate, this is her area. She asked me to prepare a motion for somebody else to adopt it if they choose as their own, so I'll go ahead and read that. It is that the commission move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2470 for CI Renewables LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland, that will preserve it for more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 64.59 acres. Three, the proposed use will be an 18-megawatt facility that will be a facility combining a community energy facility and a net metered facility. The anticipated customer for the net metered facility is the adjacent Purdue poultry plant. Four, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array would benefit residential business and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Five, the proposed solar array is located adjacent to the town of Georgetown, and the land is designated as being within the developing area according to Sussex County's future land use map. Six, this application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Seven, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of tilled agricultural land with the conditions imposed by the operations of ordinance 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Eight, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. DelDOT has determined that the proposed conditional use will have a diminutive impact on traffic. Nine, based on the record, there are no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor. There is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. 10, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 11, there was no opposition to this application. And 12, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Set forth in ordinance 20, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar arrays. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. The lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structure shall be shown on the final site plan. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management facilities, best management practices. H, there shall be a 25-foot wide buffer or of planted vegetation along the northern, eastern, and southern sides of the solar facility, which shall use existing vegetated areas and supplement it as necessary with native plantings. There shall be a 25-foot wide buffer created using native species along the eastern boundary of the property, which is Savannah Road. These buffer areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. The buffer shall screen solar arrays while allowing them to function properly. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub design in these buffer areas. I, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And last but not least, J, the final site plan shall be conditioned subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I make that motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2470 CI Solar DP for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
One thing before we move on, too, it just occurred to me. I think Mr. Butler, you left early that meeting. Can you just confirm for the record that you reviewed all the recordings of those hearings?
I did.
Okay. All right. So you feel you're eligible or able to vote on these. Okay. Thank you. Forgot to do that earlier, so I apologize.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2470 CI Solar DP LLC. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.